any known landmarks?
No, Skipper. I've never been here before.
Probably an island. Wonder which one.
Skipper, there's a creek. Huh? It's big enough. It has a sandy shore to thrust the ship into, if we can maneuver it that well. Now, wisely, you let out only the aft anchors, so we are pointed directly at the creek head.
We'll try for it. All hands at their stations. Mate, have your men ready to hoist the foresail. Also be ready to cut the rudder bands and the anchor ropes. You yourself handle the runners. Hoist the foresail! Loose the rudders! Cut the anchors! She's moving. Moving, moving! All right, now! Leeward, 2 degrees, mate!
She doesn't respond! She's lodged between some rocks, Skipper!
All hands to the foredeck, hurry! There goes the aft, broken apart by the waves.
I think everybody got safely to the bow.
I hope so.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Captain Julia, sir, each soldier is responsible for the prisoner he guards. We suggest, sir, that all prisoners be put to death so that none escape.
The law permits that, I know, soldier. But my orders are that none of the prisoners will be put to death. You and the other soldiers are responsible for only one prisoner. I am responsible for all.
You would risk your life to save the lives of criminals?
They are not all criminals.
Paul?
Yes, Paul, for one. We owe him our lives. His God saved him from the angry sea, and us also because of him.
Yes, sir.
Each soldier will now unlock and remove the chain from his prisoner. Now, all soldiers and prisoners who can swim, stand over here. The rest of you, I gather, cannot swim. All who can swim, move to the leeward side of the deck. You are to swim to shore. Then those who cannot swim will jump in, find pieces of the broken ship, logs, or whatever they can, and start for shore. Those who are already there will go out in the breakers and help those who can't swim. Now, that's an order. Those who can swim, ready. Jump in the water. Jump! They got to shore. Every one of them. They're waiting for the rest of you. Now, do the best you can. You'll make it. Ready? Jump!
Sir, all soldiers and prisoners present and accounted for.
Fine. Now, we're all alive and safe on shore. Cold in this rain, but safe.
I never thought I'd be on land again. Sir, should we again fasten the chains on the prisoners?
I wish it weren't necessary, but the law says that a prisoner headed for Rome must be chained to a guard every minute of every day. So, fasten your chains to your prisoners.
Does anyone know where we are?
You know, several men came out of the bushes. The skipper's gone to meet them.
I hope they're civilized, friendly enough not to attack us.
Julius, you need not worry about those people. They're friendly. See, they smile and welcome the captain. Now he's bringing them here.
I hope they have a dry and warm place. I'm about to freeze.
Well, sir, we could build a fire. Anyone here have a flint? I guess not.
Well, certainly our hosts can start a fire.
Folks, this is the ruler of this part of the island. Oh, by the way, this is the island of Malta, south of Sicily and about 200 miles south of the tip of Italy. Oh, not too far off course.
Welcome to our island. You are wet and cold. We will build some fires.
Oh, he read my mind.
My people will start some fires. My people will help. You can get warm.
All right, all of you, get busy and help. We may have to stay here until spring, so we don't want to wear out our welcome.
I'll try to find some dry wood. I found a few sticks. I'll put them on the fire.
Ouch! A snake! A viper! It's poisonous. Now shake him off your hand, please. Quickly, you'll die.
Well, there, into the fire he goes.
See the chains? He's a prisoner, maybe a murderer. He escaped the mad sea, but the gods say he must die. That snake bit him.